receiving the fire of revival. Receiving the fire of revival. Receiving the fire of revival. And another thing I just discovered among we Christians is that fire, that fire of revival is lacking among us. In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. I want you to open it. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 14. The Bible says, "This all continued with one accord and prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, with his brethren." And in verse 15, those days Peter stood up, he's talking about what continued, prayer with prayer and supplication. Something continued with prayer and supplication. They all joined together constantly in prayer. And I quickly want to tell you something, that without that fire of revival, there's no way you can enjoy your Christian journey. Without that fire of revival, there's no way you can enjoy your Christian journey. The fire of revival goes beyond the fire we have sang for. It goes beyond it. This is also fire. Yes, fine. But I'm talking about something that can come upon you internally. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says he made his angels spirits and his ministers what? Flames of fire. He makes his angels spirit and his ministers flames of fire. Which means that if you are truly a minister of God, if you truly minister to God, whether in singing, whether ushering, whether anything you do for God in the house of God, it means he has made you a flame of fire. He has made you what? A flame of fire. Even when challenges come, you already have that fire within you that will melt up those challenges. It will melt up those challenges. I really want to tell us a story. Once upon a time, there was a bunch of monkeys living in the forest. This bunch of monkeys are living in the forest. And anytime men visit the forest, they build fires all around. You know how people live in forest, a campfire. They build fire all around. And this monkey has always intrigued by what men are doing. Because of the sparkling fire. And the fire is always beautiful when it burns. You know, are you with us? And fire is always beautiful when it burns. And it's actually burns that the monkey actually through somewhere, they will begin to look that what are these men, what are they enjoying about this fire? And you know, inside the forest there is always this kind of coldness that people struggle with, and that's why they are built, especially when it is time of Ramadan, and they are building. So anytime the men went to bed, the monkeys will sneak down. They will sneak down from the trees and sit and warm up themselves with that same fire. And it is glowing. So the monkey enjoyed the fire. But there's something. They don't know how to rekindle the fire. The monkeys will sneak in. They will sneak down from the tree, sit around the fire to warm up. They enjoyed the fire, but they did not know how to put logs in the fire. So when the fire goes down, they go back. And the men come down again. They rekindle the fire. The monkey look at it. They enjoy it. They enjoy the fire. But they allow the fire to die slowly. What does that mean? This is the kind of life many Christians are living now. This is the kind of life many Christians are living now. They enjoy the fire of God, but they fail to do what it takes for the fire to keep burning. They fail. They enjoy the fire. Whenever there is fire, oh, you had a dream. Some powers appear to you. You can easily see that they appear to you truly. But the fire an arrow, and the arrow did not enter. The pastor, I overcame in this dream because I'm a child of God. But by the time the fire is dying, you don't know how to rekindle this fire. You don't know. You only enjoy the fire. You enjoy the grace of God. Anytime you see revelation, you so much enjoy it. Anytime you close your eyes and you go into trance, you so much enjoy that God, you tell pastor, God is always revealing to me. Anything that must happen in my house, God will reveal it to me. But I have seen people who will only talk about it as an historical event. They don't enjoy it anymore. I want to pray for somebody. Every gift you have lost in your life, the Lord will bring it back to you today. I said, the Lord will bring it back to you today. You must also continuously enjoy. Why? Why don't you see it again? Because the fire had already been taken away. The fire had already been taken away. You spoke in tongues before. Anytime you speak in tongues, anytime you are in the presence of God, you begin to enjoy everything. You feel the presence of God in church. But when you get home, the fire is dead. And you don't know how to rekindle the fire again. You enjoy everything. Hey, some people will say that, oh, this is where I'm going today. I enjoy the fire. You enjoy the fire. But you know how to continuously enjoy that fire. Anytime you see yourself as a Christian, you want to pray, you cannot pray. It means the fire is dying. Anytime you see yourself as a Christian, you want to sing, you cannot praise God. It means the fire is dying. You get to the presence of God, everyone is full of energy. But you just sit down. When other people are singing praise and worship, say, my leg is paining me. The fire is dying. When time we say, call prayer, we pray. People pray. Even Bible says, Jesus Christ said, we don't need to pray like this. Christ can hear us at any time. But why did Jesus pray? That the Bible says, his sweat is as thick as what? As blood. That is Jesus our Lord. But you said that you just need to pray like this. Because Jesus knew the importance of prayer. He knew the importance of prayer. A prayerless person is a disconnected person. If you don't pray, you have been disconnected. If you don't worship, you have been disconnected. The Bible says God is a spirit. He made his angels also spirits and his ministers flames of what? Fire. Can somebody say, I become fire? Say, as from today, I become fire. Say it with fire. Say, I become fire.
I become fire.
He made his angels spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Because you cannot sit there. You come to church. The only thing you have come to do in church, when they tell you that what is the topic of the sermon, of the message, you don't know. You have slept off. From the beginning of the message, excuse me. From the beginning of the message to the end of the message, you have slept off. Because why? You are fireless. Can you say something? Say, I will not be fireless. Say, I will not be fireless. So what must you do? You, prayer keeps your fire bright. Number one thing you need to do is to always learn how to pray. Learn the intensity of prayer. Learn how prayer grows. You don't have to feel like praying. You don't have to feel like praying. Sometimes it starts from you just starting something. You wake up at night. You know that the revelation you saw is not so palatable. Or you feel something, that fear came upon you all around your house. And you don't know what to do. The next thing is not to call a pastor. The next thing is to rise and begin to pray. You can start, even if you are tired, if you are dozing, doze, but make sure you rise. If you don't want to sleep, you can decide to stand up and put your two legs inside the bucket and begin to pray. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Until something comes upon you. Let me tell you something. Under praying is prayerlessness. Anytime you pray and you have not felt that you pray, you have only religiously communicated to God, not firefully communicated to God. Your prayer must be efficient, that when you pray, you must be able to know that you are afraid. That boldness must come upon you. The time David made inquiry of the Lord, he asked about something. He knew there was no more strength in you. Anytime problems come, anytime challenges come, it looks as if you should take away your life. But what do you do? How do you reconnect with God? You reconnect with God through prayer. And number two way to reconnect with God, to rekindle the fire, is the studying of the Word of God. Learn how to constantly study the Word of God. If I ask some people now, when last did you study the Word of God? Some people are just living like a vagabond Christian. I mean it. Some people are living like a vagabond Christian. They are Christians, but they have not opened their Bible this year. They are Christians, but they have not opened their Bible this year. This year, just to open your Bible and read one verse, you have not. And you say you are a Christian. That person is not a Christian. You are a non-believer. What makes you a believer is to constantly communicate with God through His word. And wherever you can get life is in the word of God. You can get life in this word of God. You can't just be sleeping and waking. Even when you are doing devotion at home, you are sleeping. In church, you are sleeping. Not that that fire has been taken away from you. I want to pray for somebody here today. As from today, the fire of God in your life will increase. I said the fire of God in your life will increase. In the name of Jesus. You must keep studying the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17. It says faith cometh by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. If you find it difficult to study sometimes, some people, if you want them to go and sleep, tell them to go and study their Bible. They will begin to study. By the time they read the first verse, second verse, they have slept off. If they are disturbing you too much, just then go and study your Bible. But you prefer to spend 20 hours on your phone and begin to chat than to study your Bible. You know there's a problem. Something is killing your fire. If your phone is killing your fire, the first thing in the morning when you wake up, I'm telling you some practical things. Don't consult your phone first. If you are doing devotion with your phone, you are deceiving yourself. If you are studying your Bible with your phone, you are what? Deceiving yourself. Because some chats will come in and you will visit the chats and begin to study. You begin to do everything together. So it is better for you. You can say you are disciplined. No. Check yourself very well. How far are you enjoying it? Put up your phone. Put it off. Put it somewhere. And so carry your Bible. Study your Bible and pray. Let me tell you, you have controlled many things in the spirit doing that. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29, the Bible says, is not my word like what? Fire. Is it not my word like fire? So when it speaks, it's like fire. When you study it, it is like fire. There's light of the fire in the word of the Lord. So if you refuse to study, you cannot come out of your problem. See, you have seen people going for deliverance. Anytime they have a problem, they run for deliverance. They go for deliverance. And why do they have to go for deliverance every time? They have to go for deliverance every time because anytime they go for deliverance, 1 week after, they have gone back. The fire is dead. Why? They see God working in their life. They see Him moving in their life. But they don't know how to rekindle the fire. They don't know how to put fire on it. I want to pray for somebody here today. And from now on, that fire will burn in your life in the name of Jesus. I said that fire will burn in your life in the name of Jesus. And number 3 point is praising of God. Praise God. Praising God keeps the fire bright. Praising God keeps the fire bright. When you praise God all the time. See, some people are not, they have ingratitude. They don't know how to say thank you. I've seen people, when they give them money, they will look at this, is this the kind of money he gives me? They will just abandon it somewhere. They don't like to praise God. They don't like to appreciate God. They're always asking. I know somebody, whenever the person tells, send a message to you, and if the money is small, the person will not reply you again. And the person will forget that she will come back. She will come back after like 1 year or 2 years. He will think you have forgotten and still ask for another one. And the best thing to do for that kind of person is to abandon that person. Don't answer such a person. The person has lost the opportunity. When God does something for you, do you preach the message? The tragedy of ingratitude. It's a tragedy. How many lepers did Jesus heal? How many came back? Only one. And that was when he received the confirmation of his healing. They thought they had been healed. But problems come back to people because they refuse to testify. The people say, hey, I've testified. Hey, God has done miracle in my life. You cover it. You come to church. No testimony. But because you refuse to testify, that problem sneaks him back. Because when the Bible says, when the messenger of Satan leaves a man, he seeketh for where he will stay. And he will get to a place at a particular level. He says, I will go back to where I'm coming from. And when he goes back there, he will take more 7 times 7 powerful demon. More than him, he will go back to that same place. Because he made the place empty. There is no fire. And what brings out this fire? 3 things I've mentioned. Prayer, word of God, and gratitude. Praise God. Can you somebody say it again? Prayer, the word of the Lord, and gratitude. Let me tell you something. If you can live your life on these three things, there's nothing you are looking for that God will not give to you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. If you are here this morning, you have not given your life to Christ. You know why that word of God is very difficult for you? Why it is very difficult for you to pray? It's because you are not born again. You know yourself. But this time around, you need to say, Pastor, help me. I want to be born again. You know that you are not born again. After leaving this place, you know your crush. You go and sit down with your crush. You know where you are going to. Yesterday, you know where you were. Put your right hand on your chest if you belong to that category. That, Lord, help me. I want to give my life to you because I want your fire. Just put your hand on your chest. If you belong to that category, you want God to help you. You want to renew your relationship with God. Place your right hand on your chest. You want to renew your relationship with God. Place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. I can see those hands. Place it very well. Place it very well. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You cannot be between that and pretend. You are in the presence of God. Jesus is here. Sit down as if you want to take a personal photograph. And place that right hand on your chest very well. You want to renew that relationship with Christ. Say, Jesus, help me. I want to renew that relationship with you. I don't want to be fireless again. Everything I need to you. Thank you, Father. Just say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Write my name in the book of life. Rekindle your fire in my life. As from today, I will not go back to sin. I have decided to follow you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I want you to pray while you are sitting down over there. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Say, burn in my life. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, burn in my life. Burn in my life. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, burn in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, born in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, born in my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. People whose their voice carry fire. Father, as from today, your fire will not die in their life. I thought people who carry fire. Some people are not still with fire. I said the fire of God will not die in their life. I pray for you. If you have not been praying before, the Lord will give you the spirit of prayer. If you have not been studying the word of God before, the Lord will give you the test and hunger to study his word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And if you don't know how to appreciate God before, I pray the Lord will give you a new song. You will sing a new song. You will dance a new dance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.